welcome to 1-2 Radio. That's 12radio.com, changing the way we listen to the world. And you are tuning into Pathways to Consciousness and Healing. And your host, that's me, Jim Komar, for Pathways to Consciousness and Healing, is on board tonight. And I'm having a little issue with Facebook. So if I'm repeating myself, I'm not seeing everything I should be. So just please have a little sympathy for me, if you will, but I can still like and unlike. I just can't see what I'm writing. Facebook, it can happen that way sometimes. So my topic is your brain, how it works, a simple thought, and the reactions that come with it. But what I'd like to say is that also second half of we'll be taking phone calls. I'm a psychic and medium for 12listen.com. That's the flip side of 12 Radio. So please give me a call on 12listen.com, and I will be answering questions via the chat and also second half on the phone. And chat room is real easy to get to. All you have to do is go to 12radio.com, click on chat, and you're there. It's via Facebook, by the way. And I'm just going to start my topic tonight. I think this is a good topic, your brain. Think about this. Every time you have a thought or thoughts, whether it's a single thought or 10 thoughts, it doesn't matter. Is it happy? Is it sad? Is it anger? Is it inspirational? Well, guess what? By just having that one thought, whether it doesn't matter the emotion involved with that thought or 10 thoughts with emotions involved with those 10 thoughts, you've just changed your body. In other words, all your thoughts, whether I can or cannot do it, let's say that's your thought, I can or cannot do it, you have created a measurable effect with inside of you. And what I mean by a measurable effect, you might have be, while you're doing this, your hands are in motion. Okay? You're lifting your arms. Your body goes through a number of processes there. Okay? So here you are thinking a thought, whether it doesn't matter the emotion behind it. And as you think these thoughts, maybe you're moving your hands, like I am right now, for example, or you might be scratching your shoulder. It doesn't matter. But by doing this, you're creating a very measurable effect within you, a very measurable effect within your brain itself. And by putting a hand on top of a hand, that creates a whole nother reaction. You could say a number of dynamic changes. And think about the thought that you just had, let's say, 5 seconds ago. Okay? This has a very, you could say, a very cascading effect on you. And what I mean by that is that thought, your adrenal glands are busy secreting new hormones because that thought went to the adrenals, and maybe it was anxious, it was excitement. Well, if that's the case, then the adrenals are going to be activated. Then your brain, the different areas of the brain, you could say they surge electrically in different, you could say in different ways. Their currents go through your brain, and these thoughts are now releasing neurochemicals. So here you go. Electrically, the thought happens, and then there's an emotion or a feeling with that thought. And then the electrical activity within the brain happens, and then you start producing or releasing neurochemicals, hormones, things along these lines. And maybe your spleen, your thymus gland has just sent like mass messages to your immune system to change. So there's a number of things that go on here with a one single thought. Think about it. All the effects it has on your physical body. And maybe that single thought started producing an enzyme reaction in your liver. In other words, your liver started producing enzymes. Your heartbeat fluctuates, goes up and down. Lungs alter in volume here. When you take a breath in, you're filling it up. When you're exhaling, you're releasing. Your blood flow changes. This is just one single thought. All this can happen in one single thought in your body, within your conscious state, within the brain itself. Your brain, that beautiful organ that you have, to view the world with, to see the world with, to be different, to show who you really want to show the world, that part of you, all the different parts of you. But when one thought can lead to blood flow changes, the immune system's kicked up, the adrenals are more readily available to produce those the hormones from the adrenal glands. Okay? So, and this is just one thought. One thought makes you a very powerful individual. The brain, your brain, my brain, all our brains regulate many functions of the physical body. But you as an individual is responsible for what you think at any given time. In other words, if you're going for, let's say you don't feel very good. Let's say you feel sadness. Let's say you're depressed. Well, if you're going for that, those emotions, let's say right in this moment, what you're producing are neurochemicals and hormones that can be negative for the body, that can make you more anxious, that can create all sorts of, you could say, negative things with inside the vessel that you reside in. And like I said, you are responsible at any given time the way you think and who you are. And once a thought happens in a brain, the rest is history, because the body is reacting. The body is reacting to what you just thought of. The body is reacting to the emotions that you had with that thought. The body is reacting to the feelings that you are producing. You could say that the physical feelings that run through you. Well, that's the neurochemistry of the brain. That's the hormones. That's all the other chemicals that the brain is producing, allowing you to feel a physical sensation with that thought. And thoughts can run through your mind and body, like many times in a minute, many times in an hour. So this is a daily aspect of yourself. Daily, every second, even when you're sleeping, you're producing, you could say in your dream state, you're producing these reactions to your physical body. So all these thoughts are running through your body daily, from day to day, causing you to repeat these chemical reactions that produce what you feel and how you feel. So here you are. Let me get back to the example. You're feeling sad. You're feeling melancholy. Okay. Well, you're setting yourself up for your body to be, you could say, low energy. You're setting yourself up for your body to be not responsive. Like if you were at the top of your game on your better days. Okay. And if you keep on thinking in this way that, you know, like, the world's a hard place, so therefore I can't make it, therefore blah, 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 poor, poor, pitiful me. You know, those thoughts, if you keep on thinking those thoughts, the long-term effects of habit-forming thoughts like this can cause your body to be down, drained, low, running on empty, just giving you feelings you don't like with inside of the physical vessel itself. So think about changing your thoughts. Think about upping it. In other words, don't be sad about it. Be happy. Be cheerful about it. See if that makes a difference. See if that makes a difference with inside of your physical body. If all of a sudden you change that sad thought to something, to one of joy, well, you've just created more of a balance with inside your body. And getting back to the negative side of your emotions, by you being in that negative aspect of who you are, you know, sadness, depression, anger, the list goes on and on here. And these thoughts could easily cause your body to move in states of imbalances. So what you think produces what the body is going to be like, or what the body will be. Is it going to be out of balance, or it's going to be imbalance. Are you going to be more aware that I'm telling you this, the chemical reactions, the hormonal reactions with inside the brain? As the brain starts doing its thing, it starts connecting all to the other parts of the body, down to your feet, to the tips of your toes. And, or what if a doctor will call, you know, so let me repeat that. Your thoughts, whether they're, you say they're negative thoughts, tend to cause imbalances within the physical body. So, and you don't even have to be sick. You don't have to feel like you're getting, a cold is coming on to feel this way. You just make it happen. And at any given time, you're training yourself, your body, your mind, your conscious state to be unhealthy by repeating these thoughts and creating the same reactions. Think about when you laugh. I mean, it feels so good. You're smiling, you're laughing uncontrollably. I love it to laugh like that. You know, sometimes I'll laugh over the stupidest, dumbest things, but they make me laugh. And anything that makes me laugh at any given time is a positive for me because it alters my state. It makes it really uplifts me. You could say it's a very uplifting effect by you being in a joyful state, by you looking at something and you know it's really stupid, but you find it very funny. There's nothing wrong with that. That means you're changing the state with inside of you. You're no longer thinking about the sadness. You're no longer thinking about, you know, gosh, he or she did this at the office today and it was unfair. Well, big deal. The world's an unfair place, but by you creating positive thoughts and feelings, you're creating a balance with inside of you. You're creating a balance with inside your mind. You're making the world more fair for you. And you got to bring this in every day. You want to make the world fair. You want to believe that you have the power to make the world fair for you through thinking better thoughts about who you are, better thoughts about what you can accomplish, better thoughts about the joys, the successes you've had in the past, or the success you had 20 minutes ago. You say now it's time for you to pay attention and to be aware, and you start listening to yourself. Because what I mean by listening to yourself, actually close your eyes, take a breath, breath in, breath out, so you can relax. Take a couple breaths in and out. Now feel the heartbeat. Go center right to the heartbeat, upper chest on the left side. That's where the heart is located. Can you hear it beating right now? Now, if you can feel that heart beating right now, you can put your hand there. You can feel it definitely. But let's say now you hear it. Because now you're attuning yourself to your body. Now you're attuning yourself to allowing yourself to do something different with your thoughts, with your ideas, with your notions. And now that it's time for you to pay attention. It's time for you to be aware. It's time for you to listen. And now that you hear your heart, or you can feel your heart by just putting your hand right over the heart there, the next step is, okay, let's say you're in a good space, a positive space, because you just started laughing, okay? Now change that to a melancholy state, a sad state. Think of something that brings you down. Now feel the heart. See how it's beating, or lack of beating. Is it slowing down? Is it speeding up? The heart is always in flux, depending on, you could say, the thoughts, the chemical reactions being produced by the body. And by you choosing to modify your thoughts, you just change your brain. In an instant, let me repeat that. By you choosing a modification of your thoughts, or thought, a single thought, it doesn't matter, or many thoughts for that matter, you've just changed your brain. You've just changed the physicality of your brain. And now that you've just changed your brain from a moment ago, just think what you can do now. Okay, now Now, you have your hand on the heart, or you're hearing your heart through your ears because you're very attuned to your physical body. If not, put the hand right over the heart, two fingers. That's all you need. Now change it to a joyful, happy thought and see what happens now to your heart. Is it smoother? Is it more reactive? Is it less reactive? Literally, by you changing your mind, you just change your brain. By you changing your brain, you just change your physical body to be healthier, because you have become more aware of your consciousness, of that beautiful organ, the brain itself, and the effects that it has on your physical body. And you did this in less than a second. That wasn't that difficult. And maybe you could say, by you changing it in that a moment ago, that thought, that emotion that was attached to the thought, instead of sadness, it's happiness. Okay? Possibly, for the rest of your life, this shift could stay, you could say, in a permanent gauge, in a permanent way with inside of you. And this all took just a few seconds of you changing the way you feel. In a physical sense. But you see, by you changing the way you feel, you work with your emotions, your emotional body and mental body. And now that your neurological tissue, the brain itself, is firing up new combination of sequences, you could say, because you're thinking about that same aspect that you've been thinking about for last, like, 10 years. And it's like every time you think about it, example, you just don't feel very good about it. Well, guess what? You've just changed that thought that you've been thinking about for 10 years that had been dragging you down in a physical sense, that has been dragging your brain down, that has been dragging you down energetically. And now you've created a whole new neurological network, new combinations and new sequences within a second or less. The brain is an amazing organ. You can do this. I know you can. And you know, you don't have to, you could say, do you have free will here? Of course, this is free will. You are carrying a big stick and expressing it outwards into the world, that free world, free will of yours. And by you changing your focus, you've just changed your mind. All you have to do is change your focus and you change your mind. It's real simple. Nothing complicated here. It's a very simple chemical reaction, but by you simply thinking about it differently in a more positive way, you just changed everything about who you are. Literally in a second. See how powerful you are. I just want to repeat that. See how powerful you are and see how powerful you can be. What if you connect to that part of the brain that, by you start thinking of, like, going through all the thoughts you've ever thought about today, in the past hour, let's say, and you start cataloging them. Well, I was not feeling so good about this one. I was feeling good about that one, so forth and so on. And then you go, okay, gosh, can this be done on a permanent basis? Of course it can, because you have created new neurological tissue, new combinations, new sequences for you to be more positive, for your body to be in the flow, not so stressed out. Think about this anxiety. You know, people with anxiety, some people have it more than others. But when anxiety happens, you're literally flooding your body with negative chemicals, feelings, emotions, and just think what your body is going through. It's traumatized. And you as a being, a human being here, you have the ability to focus your awareness on anything you want. If you have a normal brain, like most of us in the world, you have this ability to focus on whatever awareness you want, anytime, any place, anything. You can say the brain is the biggest computer in the universe. Well, the computers outdo our brain? Well, maybe one day, but then again, maybe not. maybe it can be duplicated. But then again, maybe it can through technology and innovation and everything else. And what you pay attention to defines you on a neurological level. So let's say, okay, example, the elections. You know, there's Hillary and Donald out there. I live in the United States. That's pretty obvious. There's Hillary and Donald running for president. Okay, let's say you don't like one of the candidates. And every time you see him or her, you're upset, you're angry, or whatever. Well, maybe when you see him or her, the one that upsets you, you smile instead of letting them get to you. You don't have to let anyone get to you. You are in charge of yourself, no one else except for you. Don't let them mess with your mind. You mess with your mind, and you make your mind a more powerful instrument for you to get what you need. Perfect health, sensations that are going to create new ideas for you. Let's say new ideas is, how can I make more money in my life? Now, that's a common theme these days. Think about it. Just ask that question to your brain. Or to your brain, how can I create that perfect relationship? Just ask that question with inside of you. See what happens. See how you feel. Is it anxiousness? Let's say the relationship question. Do you get anxiety, anxious because you haven't found Mr. Right or Mrs. Right here? Or Miss Right? If that's the case, then say, I want someone to come in my life that's going to be positive, that's going to give me all that I need so I can help them out as well as them helping me out to making life better for the both of us. So frame it like that. See how your body feels now. See how your heart feels now. Does it go pitter patter because you're excited? The adrenals are up? Or does it stay at one steady beat? And you know, there's a reason you could say, by you changing your awareness quickly, okay? And we do have a brain that's multifaceted, multifunctional. So it's, you could say, focus is the key to success here. So just keep a focus on that one thought that's been hounding you for the past 10 years. And it's not a pretty picture. It's not positive. It's more, you could say, on the negative side, but not exactly negative. So we'll call it neutral. But it hasn't served you well. And you keep on focusing your attention on that same thought day after day, and nothing has happened. So when you keep your attention on thoughts that may serve you, as opposed to thoughts that don't serve you, guess what? You're letting go of old programming. Because you're no longer thinking of that thought that you've been thinking about every day, day in and day out for the past 10 years that have gotten you nowhere, that has, you have received, but nothing has changed. It's all the same old crap, different day. And you could say all this is attached to the gray matter of your brain. And the gray matter is that if you ever see a picture of the brain, it kind of has that gray look on it. That's known as the gray matter. And there's different parts of the brain, of course. But I have a break coming up, and I will be back in 5 minutes. Until then, please stay tuned for the second half of the show. I will be taking phone calls. And until then, peace and love. That's all there is. And think about that in the break and see what that brings to your physical body and how it changes your brain, that peace and love. Let's be back in 5.
you like to talk to the host, the phone lines are open. Call 857-232-0155, extension 870-303.
Alexa, play 12 Radio on TuneIn.
12 Radio on TuneIn. Finally something great to listen to.
Hey, you're listening to 12 Radio. That makes you very special in our book. Thank you. Sit back, relax, let us entertain you.
Aw, that's so much better. Thanks, Alexa. You can now listen to 12 Radio by asking Alexa to find 12 Radio on TuneIn.
12 Radio, changing the way we listen to the world.
Host of Pathways to Consciousness and Healing and a 12 Listen Advisor. I know the world is a crazy place these days, but don't let these people take your power away. It's time to go inside and empower yourself, where you create and express your inner world of peace and love. It's time to create a strong sense of yourself, where these events and situations no longer control who you are. You are in charge of yourself and always will be in charge. Call upon God, the angels, your spirit guides to heal your fears. Let your light shine. Let your light shine brilliantly. Peace and love to all. That's all there is. And peace and love is who you are.
Hi, this is Louie, psychic advisor over at 12 Listen. Faith in the eyes of terror. Let us all keep on having faith in our human race. Let us all have faith on everything. Having faith in love and in wisdom, and our unconditional spiritual works in our lives. And everything that has already occurred, we need to choose to have hope and know that the universal presence and the power are active. Everything is happening in this moment. There is no excuse for the terror that exists in our world. We need to have faith that the universe is present and is in control of all the details. We cannot control all the outcomes, but that the universe has control of everything. We're all facing a physical and emotional challenge in these energies, and we need to focus our attention and belief on the details on everything. We have faith, and we have total healing power. Let's initiate this life-giving thought again and again, so we have the realization with increasingly greater healing power that we will begin to rise up within our minds and our heart and bless the world, even in its anger. I have faith in the universe. No matter what the negativity may arise during the days in our lives, even in regarding to ourselves or the things we hold so dearly, I choose to keep this one simple thought active of boundless love and faith that we will heal this planet's negative energy. Let us all be in the silent for the moment, or the verbal reminding ourselves of the path we wish to follow and the kind of person we want to be and the kind of people we want to exist on this planet. So in this mantra of healing faith, we need to choose forgiveness in all aspects of terror. Sometimes there are limitations that occur, appear, or persist in the life's events. Let's stay determined to consciously choose again and again and to stay in the positive energetic frequency and have the healing attitude towards any negative energy that comes to us in this lifetime. Choose to focus on the face in the eyes of terror. This is the way we find solace in our own human race. Blessings.
Hi, this is Carolyn at 12 Listen, here to give you a message of hope. In life, there are choices every day. Sometimes worries may get in the way. You'll find if you pick hope when given a choice, you'll be happier with more reason to rejoice. There will always be sadness and anger and plain strange. It's up to you to share your joy and raise the world energy for change. If you need an extra boost, give 12 Listen a shout out. We're light lifters helping light lifters when there are feelings of doubt. Maybe your plan is to fill your energy, dance with the wild and free, and you'd like to look at some suggestions to seek those waves of glee. Perhaps you'd like to figure out a way to reroute a part of your world to improve your footing and feel less twirled. You're most likely always thinking of how to self-improve, finding ways to fly and dance, and with an even better groove. I'm Carolyn on One to Listen, a light lifter from my heart. I choose happy because it's simply smart. I look forward to talking with you very, very soon.
Would you like to talk to the host? The phone lines are open. Call 857-232-0155, extension 870-303.
Hello, welcome back to Pathways to Consciousness and Healing. I'm your host, Jim Colmar, and you are on 1-2 Radio. That's 1-2Radio.com, changing the way we listen to the world. And my subject tonight is your brain. And what I was talking about in the first half of the show is what a single thought and the cascading effect it has on your physical body. The question is, do your thoughts drain you, or do your thoughts energize you? You see, that's the choice here. This is what I'm talking about. Pick and choose what you want to believe in, and believe them with strength, but make sure that they have a positive effect on you. What I mean by a positive effect is that no matter what is happening in the world, you're going to have a smile on your face. No matter what is happening around you, you're the eye of the hurricane. You're the calm one. Everyone else is in crazy form, you could say, or crazy fashion. And I was talking about simple methods by you quickly changing one thought from one second to the next. And the example was, let's say you're feeling sad, melancholy, those states. And all of a sudden you look at something that makes you laugh, and that just puts your emotional state in an uptick and puts your brain in a uptick. In other words, you're producing neurochemistries and chemicals and hormones.
Thank you for listening to 1-2 Radio. We're having a bit of a technical issue and are working diligently to get your host back on the air as soon as possible.
Hello, welcome back to 1-2 Radio. We are having technical problems. And well, I'm back, and I'm glad to be back. And hopefully this will be the last technical issue, and I want to thank my producer Aday here for doing his best. It was his technical prowess. Thank you for that. Thank you for getting me back on the air, and thank you for the listeners who are still listening. I do appreciate that. And I started to talk about simple, you say, processes by changing your mind. By you changing your mind, literally, you change your brain. By you changing your brain, literally, you're changing your body. Your body's going to feel more comfortable. Your body is going to be more responsive, more energetic, more active for you. And an example is, let's say, a negative thought. Okay, let's stick to the negative thought. A thought comes from the past. It comes right to the front of your brain. And this is attached to the gray matter of your brain. If you have a picture of a brain in front of you, within your mind itself, or a picture, you'll notice how it has that gray area with all the folds. So that's known as the gray matter, okay? And a lot of times these old thoughts are actually stored in the gray matter of the brain. So this, you could say, at this time, you could say, this is life in an instant, because now you're thinking about an experience you had 10 years ago or 20 years ago, and now you're reliving it. And now you're experiencing anxiety, worries, you know, crazy things, not emotions, not thoughts that are going to make you calm, going to make you better for yourself. And what the question is, what have you conjured up inside your mind when this thought rose from the past, a blast from the past of 20 years ago? And the thing here is your attention brings everything to life and makes it real. By going back in the files, you can say the memory banks of your brain and bringing that thought that you could say that that was a traumatic thought or a traumatic event in your life. And now, now you're making it real again by bringing in the focus and rethinking it makes it as real as it happened 20 years ago. So therefore, what is your brain physically on the physical side doing right now? And how are your emotions feeling about it? You see, you're literally placing your attention on pain. Here, you say painful thoughts, painful emotions, which literally can translate pain in your body. Or it may allow pain to exist where pain never existed before because of that thought and emotion. And the next step is here is think of your brain as circuits. The circuits in your brain that perceive pain comes electrically activated because it was a traumatic thing. And 20 years ago, that event is now in the forefront of your brain and you're reliving it moment by moment. And now the physical pain is being activated in your physical body. Now, do the opposite. Change that. Stop thinking of that event that happened 20 years ago that's no longer important to you anymore. That was 20 years ago. This is now. That was then. Think about how you feel, how you felt before you thought about that event of 20 years ago. And if it was positive, go back to the positive state. If it was negative, create a positive state within inside of you. And by you simply changing your mind and changing it like within a second, you have changed everything in your physical body. You've changed everything within your brain. And now your emotions, your emotional state is more confident, more calm, and more desirable for you. You're better for yourself. You're easier on yourself. You don't have to be, the question is, you don't have to beat yourself up for something that you feel guilty about 20 years ago. Well, that's okay. Things happen. You could say, let it go. Well, the brain never lets these go. They're always in somewhere, somehow they're packed in the brain and within the gray matter, these thoughts, these feelings, these responses that you've had in your, over your entire life from being in the womb to up to this point in your life. And so what you repeat, you say, what you repeatedly think about and where you focus your attention on is what you are creating within the brain itself. Do you want to flood your physical body with positive chemicals, with good hormones, not adrenified? Do you want to have great energy so you can get through the day and you don't feel tired? Well, this is all, you could say, this is all you're doing here. Now, let's say the energy thing. Let's say if you're experiencing an illness, let's say you have a cold and you have low energy. But let's say you're normal and there's no colds or flus or whatever. Then you are in charge. You're the one in charge. No one else is here. And you have the ability to change who you are at any given time, in any given second. You don't have to go back to the same grind, the same old stuff. You know, if you're in that state of mind, you might consider a new way of thinking. You might consider, how can I make my world brighter? How can I bring in brightness, light into my world? How can you bring brightness? How can you be the light in your world? Let's say your family is having problems and you come to their house and you're all discussing it. Well, maybe instead of them being real downers about it because it can't be solved, maybe you come up with a solution and all of a sudden everyone's happier and boom. Solution solved. You have the ability to change who you are at any given time, at any given second. You could say the brain was created by the Creator. Welcome back to 1-2 Radio. That's 1-2radio.com. Changing the way we listen to the world. And unfortunately, you could say with technical equipment come technical problems. So sorry about that. And I want to thank Ade again for getting me back on air. I appreciate that. And the thought I was sharing with you is, that you literally have a lattice work of 100 billion brain cells, and you literally have a lattice work of 13, I'm sorry, it's more than that. It's 130 billion nerve connections. So think about the possibilities. Think about the power you hold with inside of you. Think about your ability to change, to allow yourself to change. Think about when you do change, how that feels to your physical body, how that feels to your emotional body. Okay, example. Let's go with this example. If you learn a bit of information, new knowledge, let's say, then brain cells have been made, you could say have been, the cells of the brain have made new connections between themselves. So therefore, by you learning one single bit of information, you are creating new connections within the brain itself. And therefore, you have changed your brain. So let's say you want to be happy instead of being sad. Well, therefore, you've changed your brain. And therefore, you're creating a whole new neural pattern of happiness as opposed to sadness. And it's also how your nerve cells are arranged and wired too. And you have the ability to change all this. You have the ability to change your DNA. You know, it's amazing what you're capable of. Maybe you're not aware of it, but I just wanted to say that. The nerve cells are arranged and wired, this defines you as an individual. You are a work in progress. You're like the Mona Lisa that's not complete. You're like a great work of art, whatever that may be. It doesn't matter what artist created it, but if it's considered a great work of art, well, this great work of art, your great work of art, is never complete. You're always working on yourself. Think about how the brain cells, you say, how they create organization. But what's happening within your brain because of your body and your thoughts and everything else? Everything is in constant flux. Everything is in constant play. And your brain cells are constantly remoted, reorganized by your thoughts and your experiences here. And how do you want to reorganize your thoughts? How do you want to reorganize things so that instead of you getting angry at a situation, let's go back to the political crap. Whether you're for Donald or Hillary, it doesn't matter. This is the U.S. elections here for presidency. Don't let them get under your skin. If they do, turn off the television. Stop reading whatever you're reading about them. You know, that is defining who you are in that moment. And do you want to be defined like that? Or would you prefer to be defined as someone who is a peace-loving individual who's not upset by the craziness of the world, but can do something about the craziness of the world? See, when you're calm, your thoughts are, you could say, more calm-based, then you have many opportunities and thought processes to solve these problems in your world, or whether it's even the macro world or the macro world. What's the difference here? So just know that your awarenesses and your focus creates who you are. And when these awarenesses and focuses, and the focus is on you to change these negative things about the aspects of who you are to a more positive flow of who you are, you start to amplify, creating new brain cells, and you're amplifying those whole new neural patterns. So therefore, you're turning up the volume. You're turning joy up, the volume of joy, as opposed to the volume of sad. And by you becoming more aware and by you focusing on your thoughts, guess what you're doing? You're increasing the blood flow and electroactivity in your brain. And when there's more blood going in your brain, your brain has the ability to be more productive, more expansive, and new ideas can come through as quickly as you go from 1 second to the next. And this intentional act took your will, your focus, and your attention. So let me repeat that. This intentional act, by you changing just a feeling, took your will, took your focus, and the attention to get there. Now that you created a new, let's say the new you, or a new part of you, are you going to run with this? Are you going to not let people outside of you control you? Well, no, you are literally in charge of yourself. And no matter what people say to you and no matter what they try to convince you of, if you don't want to do it, you don't have to do anything you don't want to do. And it's interesting. Recent studies have shown that that you can change your brain by just thinking. Recent studies have, you could say, keep in mind, whatever you spend your time mentally, you could say, attending to, this is what you are. This is who you are. This is what you will become. So what do you want to become? This beautiful, productive man or woman out there in the world that's just going to kick butt and create wonderful things for you? Are you going to go the opposite end? Are you going to go back in the same old melees, the same old blah you that you don't like, that you really don't want to see? Just know that by a simple thought of changing your mind could change your world entirely, because it changes your brain in the physical sense and it changes your whole body in the physical sense, bringing you more balance, more control, and more ease of living. But I want to thank everybody, despite the technical difficulty tonight. The show is over, and I want to thank my producer, Ade, for attending to those difficulties. If you want to learn more about the brain, there's a great book out there. It's called Evolve Your Brain by Joe Dispenza. It's very technical, but you'll learn a lot. If you're into the technical aspects of the human body, this is a good book for you. So remember, despite what is going on inside of you or around you, there's two things that are important to you, peace and love. And that's all that matters. Because when you're in that state, guess what? Your brain is functioning perfectly and things are running right smoothly and life is great. But have a great week ahead. And I want to thank all the beautiful men and women for listening to my show tonight. And I also would like to say, check out the next show. That's Mole Mama with Diana Silva. And also I'd like you to check out my website. And that's a real easy thing to get to. It's remoteenergytherapy.com or jimcomar.com. And until next week, peace and love, and we'll talk then. Have a great week ahead. Bye.
This is Jamie Dawn. You know, great minds listen alike. I'm glad you're here. 12radio.com, where we're changing.